Okay, so today, my name's Pat Buscelli again, with Missionary Enterprise Missionary Aid International, and this is under mini documentary presentation, presents Canada and Apostolic Missionary Training Sending Nation. So today we're at across of the courthouse where we did one of her first videos for outreach in Toronto, Canada, and we're right next door to Nathan Phillips Square. And today it's January 5th. It's actually our first video for the new year, 2019, Saturday. And I just want to make a note here for my opening statement that this is actually our second video regarding Canada and Apostolic Missionary Training Sending Nation, having done our first one in Oshawa Memorial Park back in 2014. Therefore, this recording that we're doing today fits right in with the first video, since this has to do with Canada. Canada as a sovereign nation in a free world regarding North America. So one of the things that I had said in that video, previous video, is that Canada was going in the wrong direction. That's back in 2014. Canada was going in the wrong direction, and things have not changed for the better at this time. And what we need to do is to change the direction of the church so that Canada can end up going in the right direction and no longer in the wrong direction. So introduction is originally starting in France, Europe, and we actually met a gentleman over there. I heard his accent, so I went to talk to him, and he's actually from Paris, France. And he said this yellow vest movement that you guys are doing here actually started in France. I said, absolutely. And so this is it. Here, the Yellow Vest protest has moved Canada, what? For what? Criticizing the tax and immigration policies, as well as other things, of our present government. So I'm not into name calling or anything like that. And but we just want to do a bit of a teaching here today. As we can see our fellow Canadians back there. The main teaching today is going to be, my question is this: what is the place or position of the church in the midst of all of this? So this is the position of the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the second last Adam, is a position of authority, of power, of dominion, and of victory. All right? So number A is, first of all, is raised, that we're raised and seated with Christ Jesus. All right? So the first reference here is Ephesians 1:19-21, verse 19. And so that you can know and understand what is immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of His power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of His mighty strength, verse 20, which He exerted in Christ, which God exerted in Christ, when He raised Him up from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 21, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. Next is Ephesians 2:6, which ties in with what I just said in verse 20. Ephesians 2:6 says, and He, God, raised us up together with Him, and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus. Colossians 3, verse 1-3. If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing His resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich, eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Don't forget, we're seated there with Him. Verse 2, and set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, the realities of the new creation, not only the things that are on the earth, not on the things that are on the earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you have died, and your new real life is hidden with Christ and God. It's a good day today, it's not too cold out. Number B. Our true citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 1:27. Only be sure, citizens, so to conduct yourselves that your manner of life will be worthy of the good news, the gospel of Christ, so that whether I do come and see you or I am absent, I may hear this of you. This is very important here. That you're standing firm in united spirit and purpose, striving side by side, contending with a single mind for the faith of the glad tidings, the gospel. Philippians 3:20. But we are citizens of the state, the commonwealth, the homeland, which is in heaven, and from it also we earnestly and patiently await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:19. Therefore, you are no longer outsiders, exiles, migrants, and aliens excluded from the rights of citizens, but now you share citizenship, this is the Amplified I'm using, with the saints, God's own people, consecrated and set apart for himself, and you belong to God's own household. See, our mandate while we're still here on the planet. So we're seated in Christ, right? We're seated in heavenly places in Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven, yet we're still here on this earth. So what does the word say about our mandate while we're still here on planet earth? What does the word say? Well, we know what it says. Matthew 28:19. Go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name. Go ahead. No problem. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. First of all, this is important here. That's what we're here for. This is about our government, what they're doing, what they're trying to do to Canada. Okay? First of all, then I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men. Verse 2, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, government, prime ministers, presidents, chancellors, okay, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. Verse 3, for such praying is good and right, and it is pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior. Verse 4, who wishes all men to be saved and increasingly to perceive and recognize and discern and know precisely and correctly the divine truth. Almost done. Verse 5, for there's only one God and only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, the second Adam. Verse 6, who gave himself as a ransom for all people, a fact that was attested to at the right and proper time. Ephesians, another responsibility verb while we're here on this earth. Ephesians 4, 11 to 13, starting with verse 11. And his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some shepherds and teachers. Verse 12, his intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints. So once we get them saved, then we've got to equip them. And we're not doing that overall. That they should do the work of ministering towards building up Christ's body, the church. Verse 13, that it, the church, the body of Christ, may develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, and the completeness found in Him. Last part here, D, is a warning and a caution. When it comes to us having our citizenship in heaven, yet here being here on the earth, and having our mandate to go into all the world, making disciples, and equipping them, the warning is this, found in verse Mark 4:19, other references, but trying to make this video a short video today. Then the cares and anxieties of the world, and the distractions of the age, and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches, the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in, choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless. The Lord gave me this word 2 weeks ago, roughly. He gave me the words, distractions of the age. And I knew it was from the Amplified. And basically what he was telling me, he says, Pierre, be careful. Don't let the distractions of the age creep in you and choke the word that you've got inside of you. Okay? So the things that are going on this earth today, it's a distraction. Okay? From the word of God. So we need to know what's going on, because the Bible says pray. We got to pray for those in authority. But at the same time, don't set your mind on things. I'm a little ahead of myself. Don't set your mind on things on the earth, but set your mind on things that are above. So observation comment, here it is right here. We need to set our minds and keep them set on things which are above, new creation realities, which is where we've been seated with, which is the walk of faith, and not on things upon the earth, which is the walk of sight. Why would I waste my time? This is another comment here. Why would I waste my time keeping my mind set on the things that are happening upon the earth while the whole time I've been seated far above all of these things, right? Makes sense. The more we keep our minds on the things of the earth, the more they'll creep in, choking the word, choking our faith, allowing these circumstances to transform us and be transformed by them to the place where you will end up believing them more than you'll end up believing the word of God. Okay, and then we'll become useless on this earth. All right? So final comment, I find that there's far too many Christians that have their heads in the cloud, mostly charismatics. I'm a charismatic, okay? But they have their heads in the cloud, yet we have other Christians who have their heads in the sand, meaning they want to totally avoid circumstance. They want to avoid what's going on in the world, which both of these are wrong. So I thank you for your time. Thank you for the live streaming, and thank you for the you on the YouTube channel. Shalom.